Hello, and welcome to Health Talk Radio Africa. Listeners, how many men have you heard openly say they are preparing for fatherhood or they are having trouble getting their spouse pregnant? Male fertility is a big taboo topic in many parts of our beautiful continent of Africa. Few young men will admit that they are terrified that fatherhood seems far away and out of reach. They are petrified of confronting the truth. They may not be fathers. In today's episode, we discuss the very taboo topic of male fertility. We explore how a young man can improve his chances at fatherhood and what help there is in case of difficulty. I am Dr. Mary Mugambi, coming to you from Nairobi, Kenya. Today's podcast is sponsored by A New Me Breast Prosthetics. Today's topic is definitely not appropriate for people below 18 years old. Parental guidance is advised. It's no big secret, women feel the ticking of their biological clock and will talk about it to trusted friends. You would be surprised that men also feel the ticking biological clock and even get really scared that fatherhood may not come their way anytime soon. In a social gathering recently with a group of young men, the question came up on how they could improve their chances at conception. Being a social gathering, there was a lot of smoke, alcohol, and the notorious cat, a stimulant. One cannot assume that men do not need to improve their health to be successful at conception. However, it is important to note that drug use, alcohol, tobacco, obesity, environmental pollutants, heavy metals, all impact male fertility. Let's talk about CAT. CAT is a stimulant that is chewed widely in Eastern Africa and is the most common recreational drug. It goes by many names, such as Mira, or CAT is the scientific name. Men chew the young shoots and leaves of the CAT plant to stay awake, especially when driving long distances. However, high doses of CAT decrease the sperm ability to swim or their motility. It decreases sperm count and damages the sperm shape. Can you believe it? That more than 65% of sperm are damaged in heavy CAT consumers. Young men who chew large amounts of CAT and are exposed to high doses of CAT definitely have fertility problems. Other illicit drugs also affect the quality of sperm, just like the stimulant CAT. Cocaine, heroin, marijuana, all these illicit drugs will reduce how well the sperm swim towards the egg. They will decrease the viability of the sperm, as well as damage the shape of the sperm. Sadly, the damage to the sperm is dependent on the dose of illicit drug. Higher amounts of illicit drug use, the higher the damage to the sperm ability to swim, their shape, and sperm count. Alcohol. alcohol damages a lot more than drugs. Alcohol causes a severe reduction in the making of sperm. It causes the testicles to reduce in size and volume. In other words, the testicles atrophy. Alcohol also reduces the hormonal levels involved in making of sperm. Alcohol doesn't stop there. It will then damage the shape of the sperm, the ability to swim, and drastically reduce sperm count. Even worse, alcohol will increase sexual dysfunction. So how much alcohol is enough to damage male fertility? The studies show 5 or more alcoholic drinks per week affect sperm count, shape, and concentration. Men who consume more than 25 drinks per week of alcohol have more pronounced damage in terms of sperm shape, sperm count, and ability to swim. So just don't drink. Listeners, where there is alcohol, tobacco is also close by. Smoking is the most common source of nicotine. Surprisingly, the amount of nicotine in the semen is usually the same amount found in the bloodstream of smokers. Nicotine causes the DNA in the sperm to fragment into many pieces, rendering the sperm useless. Smoking is also a source of lead and cadmium, which also affect the sperm's ability to swim. Listeners, in recent years, heat is emerging as a major cause of male infertility. With more people working from home, young people have developed the habit of placing laptops on their lap. This habit of placing the laptop on their lap has proved detrimental to men. The heat from the laptop is the problem. Biologically, the testicles have to be kept at 2 to 7 degrees cooler than the core body temperature. If the testicles heat up above this range, the making of sperm is severely diminished. This is because heat causes damage to the sperm-making tissues in the testicles. Even worse, heat causes the DNA in the sperm to fragment, rendering the sperm useless. Heat also causes low sperm count, deforms the sperm shape, and affects ability to swim. Heat from a laptop placed on the lap is not the only source of heat that is detrimental to the men. Prolonged use of hot baths, jacuzzis, and saunas, where the temperature of the testicles are significantly increased, can be equally hazardous to the sperm and testicles. Discontinuation of prolonged hot baths, jacuzzi, and saunas result in improved semen quality. Listeners, lifestyle habits can also affect male fertility. Inactivity, lack of exercise, and driving long hours have their negative effects of ability of sperm to swim. Take professional drivers who spend more than 4 hours driving daily for a prolonged time, weeks and months. They have fertility issues due to sperm inability to swim, consumption of muscle building supplements and anabolic steroids, such as the androgenic anabolic steroids, which have high levels of testosterone, decrease or completely eliminate sperm production. Listeners, and for any young man out there listening and preparing for fatherhood, it's best to stop alcohol consumption, stop smoking, start exercising, lose weight, adopt a healthy meal plan with low-fat nutritious foods to improve your chances at conception. For a healthy meal plan to help with conception, a diet high in bright colored fruits and vegetables is a good start. Bright red, bright green, dark green, yellow, orange, fruits and vegetables will ensure you get the adequate vitamins and minerals you need. Eat more whole grains. They will definitely be a big boost. Choosing wheat products made with whole wheat, such as brown bread, will really help. Brown rice instead of white rice. Eat more legumes or beans, lentils. Increase your consumption of nuts and seeds. Use minimum oil during cooking, and it's best to use liquid oil. Go slow on red meat. Please reduce red meat consumption. Start eating more fish, more white meat such as chicken, and most of all, drink a lot of water. Drink at least 2.5 liters per day. If water gets boring, you can flavor it with numerous items such as ginger, lemon, mint, rosemary, among others, as long as you drink 2.5 liters per day. Young men, if not successful in conception after 1 year of trying, best to visit a fertility expert who will do a lot of tests and give many treatments available. Thank you, listeners, for joining me here at Health Talk Radio Africa. Today's episode was brought to you by Anyumi Prosthetics, and I always welcome your comments on this program. Just drop me an email at healthtalkradioafrica@gmail.com. Remember to subscribe and share this episode so we can help more people. Until next time, listeners, eat healthy so you can live healthy. Bye for now.